to today's Word of Mom Radio here on the Word of Mom Media Network. I'm your host, Dori DiCarlo, and you know we are here week after week, show after show, breaking those myths that mompreneurs and businesswomen, especially women building their businesses from home, you know that we're dabbling in between bake sales and getting our nails done. We're not. We are smart, we are savvy, and we are sharing the wisdom of women in business and in life. And today's our first Parents Corner here in 2021, and I'm excited to be sharing our guest today. Megan O'Connor is serving as an entrepreneur in residence at Kaplan, one of the world's largest and most diversified educational service providers. She is currently spearheading development of Kaplan's new Boost program designed for pre-college students to help bridge the gap between the college experience and work readiness. Prior to joining Kaplan, Megan founded and led and sold Clark, a provider of end-to-end operations software, education services, and coaching for teachers who wanted to grow their tutoring businesses. Before Clark, Megan was a founding partner of a New York-based startup studio, Human Ventures, and director of development at the nonprofit Pencils of Promise. She has an MPA from NYU's Wagner School of Public Service and a BA from Santa Clara University. So with all that being said, Megan, welcome to Word of Mom Radio.
Oh, well, thank you so much for having me, and happy 2021.
It's exciting, you know, a whole new year. And let's face it, all of these things right now with schools, education, there's such a change in the landscape that I'm really excited to hear about Kaplan's new Boost program. I really am. And how you are bridging the gap between education and workforce readiness. So I want to ask, with college being one of the biggest investments that families make, so many students spend much of their time in college figuring out what they want to do. So how do you help get college-bound students career ready?
Well, you know, it's such a great question. And honestly, what we've been looking at here at Kaplan is a trend that's been happening for the last couple of years. And that trend is that students are entering into their higher ed experience, like you said, one of the biggest investments they're ever going to make, and they do it without the end in mind, meaning they're not quite sure what it is they want to be when they grow up. And so things like picking a major can be difficult to do. Many students, and in fact the majority of students in the U.S., end up changing their major while in college, and that's because they honestly are still figuring out what their future career paths are. By all means, we believe college should be a place for exploration, but when you do things like change your major, you prolong your time in college and increase the expense. And coming into 2021, I think all families are thinking, how can we get the most bang for our buck with our children's college experience, because obviously this economy has been hit pretty hard. So that was one trend we were looking at, in addition to the fact that the majority, in fact, 74% of employers in the U.S. feel that college doesn't prepare students for their entry-level jobs, meaning college is not getting them ready for the workforce. So there's these two different forces at play that left us at Kaplan thinking, how do we get students job ready? The point of learning is so that way you can enter the workforce eventually. And right now, what students are learning and the way that they're learning isn't producing them in a work-ready way. And so that's really what the Boost program is here to solve. It's to give students a myriad of exploration activities, which I'm happy to speak about more, in terms of understanding what it is they have aptitude for, what skills they have, and how that resonates to jobs. Coupling that with real career exposure activities, so not internships, but a way in a micro way to get exposure to true projects with real companies. And then three, understand how that applies to the real world, meaning if they found that they have certain skills or interests in one area, what does that mean in terms of jobs in the future? And how do they go about really learning those skills so that way at college graduation or boot camp graduation or something even before, they're in a place where they know that they have the tangible skills they need to enter the workforce. So all in all, career readiness is at the heart of what we're doing at Boost, and we're helping students pre-entering college get that exposure.
I would really love for you to continue that explanation about the entire Boost program and how you can help these students who, you know, I mean, because I'm sorry, I'm 60 and I still haven't figured out what I want to be when I grow up. So I can't imagine what's facing an 18 or 19-year-old going into college. So let's talk about it.
Well, you know, I think that we're all constantly on the journey of what are we supposed to be when we grow up. But let me tell you a little bit about what the Boost program has in its essence. So we had one program last year in the fall, and we have a new program that starts that will be this summer, and actually enrollments for that program will be opening up this very month. So please check out boostbykaplan.com to take a look at enrollment opportunities. But what the program includes is 6 weeks for students to really immerse themselves in work readiness. The first part of the program is around assessing yourself, but not assessing yourself in terms of like what grades have you gotten, how do you score on a test. It's instead an assessment for actually what are you interested in, what skills do you already have, what types of things resonates with you? So it's more a journey in terms of self-exploration than it is getting an A plus on a test. You then apply that first exploration to working on cross-functional teams with peers of students who come from completely different backgrounds of your own, and you get to do real-world projects with companies that actually participate in the program. So we have different companies that produce these projects that they want to see our Boost students solve for them. And then these students get to solve the problems and pitch it back to the company in their group. And I think that that's really important to hammer home to listeners, because the most important thing that employers say that they need from entry-level employees is the ability to work on cross-functional teams and work in diverse groups. And so that's really what you get out of these hands-on projects in Boost. And then the last piece of Boost is working with these one-on-one mentors that we have that help you figure out how do you apply this to your personal career and educational journey. What majors make sense for you? What colleges make sense for you? What jobs should you be exploring? What skills should you be gaining? Because from here on out, that is really what a student should be thinking about. How do I use my higher ed experience, and how do I use my time post high school to unlock the future that I want?
Do you find that as students go on, after you finish college, how many people actually work in the field that they went to school for? And are you trying to shift that?
Yeah, that's exactly the trend that we're trying to shift. Because did you know that 43% of students graduate from college and then get a first job out of college that didn't even require a college diploma? And here they are. They just went through, you know, that time and expense and didn't even need to in order to get that job. So it's one of those things that we are trying to shift. We believe when students have the end in mind, and by all means, that end will shift over time. You and I both have probably shifted our jobs many times. But kind of the core idea of being entrepreneurial is something that we've learned early on, and we were able to pick up skills and apply it to jobs along the way in a way that we're helping students do for the first time.
How do you encourage your child when they are going to school to look for a realistic degree? I mean, I have a friend's daughter who got her degree so she could be a curator in a museum. So it's in art and this and that. And so, of course, she's, you know, working in insurance sales, because how many jobs are actually out there, and how many museums are going to hire somebody out of college to be a curator? So how do you balance that? Because you want to support your kids' dreams.
You know, it's a great question. And it's a little bit less around having students pick an exact job by saying, I want to be a curator, or I want to be a doctor, I want to be a lawyer. It's around helping students understand the core skills that go into different verticals of professions, and then understanding how those skills could be transferable. So for us, it's not just having a student decide, okay, I want to be this one thing. For us, it's saying, okay, if you're interested in these different fields of work, these are the places who require these skills. And, you know, you can understand how you acquire those skills and then maybe transfer them to multiple jobs over time. So, you know, the insurance job that, you know, the student and friend's daughter that you're speaking of, that might have the same core skills, or at least very similar skills to what she gained in her diploma.
Interesting. I never thought of it like that.
Yeah, because there's a lot of core skills that, when you think about it, can go in multiple different directions. But it's those tangible skills that people are, you know, really looking for at the workplace that they're missing right now from graduates.
Again, didn't really think of it that way. So I know a lot of universities and corporate partnerships are starting to happen to shape that future workforce. So Kaplan has partnerships with Google and Myers-Briggs company, Find Your Grind, mm-hmm. things like that. How is that helping to shape that workforce?
You know, it is just some of the greatest partners we could possibly imagine working with that are comprising up the entirety of the Boost program. You know, we're working with Myers-Briggs, who is one of the best assessment companies out there in terms of understanding strengths and interests and how those strengths apply to actual educational outcomes. We're working with District C, who is the leader in terms of engaging real companies in student education. And then we're also working with Find Your Grind, which has done a phenomenal job of really articulating for students in multimedia what different jobs look like in the real world. And when you think about it, most students really start to conceptualize what they want to be or what kind of jobs they want to target once they have things like internships or their first job even. But internships are very hard to come by, and internships typically are the sort of thing that you get through your choral community, meaning you have a connection either through a parent or a teacher to a company, and that's how you get that internship. That means that students who, let's say, don't have a big technology presence or medical presence within their community in terms of individuals who have those jobs don't ever get exposed to those careers. And we demystify that with Boost by saying all students get exposure to all different types of jobs. And so you can really think outside of the box in terms of what kind of jobs you want to learn about, because they're probably jobs that you might not have heard about from the people around you.
On that note, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to say thank you to our sponsors, and we'll be back in just a moment here on Word of Mom Radio. She is brave. She is strong. She is you, because you're that woman who's got a product or a service that you're looking to promote, or you're out there seeking to support other women in business. Mompreneur marketers are here to help women learn, network, and build the businesses of their dreams, because when you win, we win.
We all know a survivor. Some of our friends and family have made it through difficult times. Some of us don't make it. Losing a loved one to cancer, a car accident, or any other unfortunate event can be crippling and unavoidable. But one of the hardest subjects to talk about is suicide. Too often, our youth decide that leaving this place is easier than facing the struggle forced upon them every day. More than one in four children go through some form of bullying or another. Most of us survive with scars, but for some, the inner demons created cannot be recognized or treated in time to ensure they make it through. Bullying in every form is very much avoidable. It starts with me, and it starts with you. This is Kelly Carius from No Such Thing as a Bully, reminding you to do your part when you see bullying happen. If you don't know what that is, call 403-447-4404 or go to nosuchthingasabully.com.
Don't let the name fool you, because stadiumbags.com has a line of clear bags that enable you to use your phone and your smart devices without removing them from your bag. Not only that, but the product is so good it'll stand up to the cleaning solvents that you need to use now to make sure that when you come home safely. So take a look at stadiumbags.com. You'll see why we're your clear choice, because safety, it's in the bag.
And we're back here on Word of Mom Radio. We are talking with Megan O'Connor about Kaplan's new Boost program that's designed for pre-college students to help bridge that gap between college experience and work readiness. And I want to kind of shift, because COVID-19 has obviously put a wrench in everything that has to do with school, whether it's traditional, non-traditional, and everything else. But that gap year that a lot of students have between high school and college to just go out, work, travel? What are they doing to seek alternative options? And what kind of data are you seeing on this?
So, you know, what's interesting is that we're finding that students are taking time off between high school and college for a lot of different reasons. For some of them, it's because their family's been financially impacted by COVID, and so they need to take a beat before entering into college. For some of them, it's because, you know, for all the reasons I just said, they're not quite ready to jump into the workforce. They don't know what they want to be. They want to make the most out of the college spend that they do. So they're still thinking about what they want to be and want to have that understanding before they enter. And previously, students who felt that way would get their first job, but here we are now in a market where it's really hard to find a job. Or they would travel abroad and do things like gap year programs where you volunteer or travel, explore. And as we know, we're pretty much in a state of non-travel right now. And so what we've found is that we're able to virtually transport students into the workplace and into professional development opportunities that they would have otherwise seeked outside of the home. The other exciting thing I'll say is that Boost Summer, which enrollments are kicking off for this month, is going to be for high school juniors and seniors as well, because we think it's important to do this type of thing in conjunction with, you know, your high school exploration. If you take Boost and get a better understanding of what you are interested in career-wise, that'll help impact what you're going to do in terms of AP exams, what you're going to be thinking about in terms of colleges you want to apply for. So really, the Boost program is a good fit for any student pre-enrollment into college.
You know, it's interesting because other countries, that gap year, you know, my daughter did a lot of traveling in between semesters, and then halfway through her psychology degree was like, what kind of a psychologist would I ever be if I don't follow my own dreams first? How do you talk to people about, you know, all of that if you don't do it yourself? So she embarked on world travel before COVID hit. She was actually working and studying in India in an ashram. But her first backpack outside of the United States, she backpacked across Southeast Asia for 4.5 months and she actually met a girl who rode a motorcycle from China all the way to Southeast Asia during her gap year. And it was a remarkable thing. And I think here in the United States, it's starting to pick up more. Like you said, for a lot of people, it's gaining the funding that they need between high school and college or trying to find other things. And I love that you are doing virtual gap time to help people prepare for that experience, because I really do think the more you give your children that exposure to other things, the more it helps crystallize what they want to focus on study-wise.
Absolutely. Now, I will say some of those amazing things you just said, you know, are hard for students to do during the pandemic. And it's also something that students of a certain socioeconomic background can only do. And so that's why it's important for us at Boost to be producing the product in the way that we do, some live, some async, all digital, so that way it really democratizes access to this type of exposure.
You know, for my daughter, believe me, it's not because I funded her trips. She worked 2 or 3 jobs, and she would work for 6 months and then go travel and study. And right before this hit, she was, after she finished work in India, was planning on traveling throughout India when this happened, and she wound up flying home a month early. Literally the day, that night is when all international travel got banned for a while in March. So,
oh my goodness.
It was insane, because let's face it, right now we are facing really uncertain and non-traditional semesters coming up, and so many students are exploring different paths as they try to figure out what they want to be. So how does Boost help with that? And what are you seeing with all of this non-traditional learning that's going on?
I'm finding that students are looking at themselves as a curator of the learning that they should be doing, and they're receiving it from multiple different places. Meaning, whereas a student of the past, me, myself, like I entered into college assuming that my university would introduce me to everything I needed to know. But a student now is a much more active consumer, meaning that they're going to get some things from maybe a junior college or a full-time university. They're going to get some things from a boot camp. They're going to get some things from Coursera or Udemy. They're going to get some things from online communities and some things from, you know, career exposure programs like Boost. They're taking a lot of different things and putting them together to equal the sum of their educational experience. And no students assume anymore that you can really just show up to college and learn everything you know, need to know, to get you to a successful career on the other side. There are so many options online. I can say that I do find it quite overwhelming, and I know most students do as well. But there's also really everything that you need out there in terms of the training to unlock the skills you need.
With all of the options out there, how do you help students kind of focus in, almost get that tunnel vision? Because let's face it, sometimes less is more, you know, and you have too many things to focus on and too many things that you can choose from. Sometimes it gets hard to make a decision.
I agree. And I actually do think that there's an opportunity in the market for a new product for exactly like what you're talking about, because there is so much overwhelming information out there. Like if you Google how to learn how to be an engineer or how to learn how to be a data scientist, or what do I need to know to be a digital marketer? There's 1,000 programs across 1,000,000 different product lines that you could jump into. And that's a lot for a student to have to shift through. So I will say that it doesn't look easy, that's for sure. I do think that we should be trying to add more kind of online mentors or guidance counselors for students who are trying to not just navigate one school, but navigate all of the different things that are out there.
You know, I normally would have started with your journey, but I was so excited about this Boost program that I really wanted to just jump in. But I have to ask you, you know, share with us how everything that you did led up to you now being this entrepreneur in residence and the spearheading this Boost program, Megan.
Well, I will say I have always worked at the intersection of education and technology. And you mentioned, you know, my job at Pencils of Promise. That was a job where I was very lucky to get to move all throughout different countries and help provide solutions for education in the K-12 space, oftentimes leveraging technology. Then I went on to start my own company, Clark, which was a software company that provided cloud-based business management software for tutoring companies. And now here I am as an EIR, which I swear is a real job, over at Kaplan, thinking about new products that should be out there for students, ones where we can grow the addressable market. I will say I got started because I was raised by a single mom who is a public school teacher. She still is a public school teacher in California to this day. So she's one of those many teachers who are navigating trying to keep students entertained on Zoom for hours and hours on end online. And I would say that I was always just brought up in a household that believed that we should be doing some sort of service with our careers. And so that's why producing EdTech products has really been a great fit for me, because it's a means of expanding education, but doing so in ways that are scalable and doing so in ways that, you know, can be really profitable as well. Some of the things I'm motivated for, or by rather, as a technologist, is, you know, thinking about how we can scale personalized education and mentoring to mass amount of students, and really how can we help students understand the most linear path to their first job and leveraging education to get there.
Well, I'm going to say it goes to show how smart the people at Kaplan are that they would bring someone like you in to spearhead this new program, because your whole life has been all about this. And now to be able to do it with such an amazing place like Kaplan is really remarkable. So kudos to you and congratulations to them for realizing what a gem that they have in you, and the fact that you are coming at this whole program from a place of experience and truth. It's not something you learned in books. It is something you did in life. And that's a wonderful thing. It really is. And I have to ask, and I don't usually get political, but because you are an educator, so how did you feel about the Wall Street Journal telling Dr. Jill Biden she should drop her title because it's really just not that big a title?
Oh, she is a very important educator, and she should continue.
Thank you.
She's done amazing, amazing things for students all over.
Thank you. I think it's a remarkable thing to have your PhD in education and to still teach on a community college level, knowing that that is where the majority of our students are going to get their education across the country.
I couldn't agree with you more.
Just had to say it because I'm still, it's just like, yeah, okay, from a guy who doesn't have his PhD. Because let's face it, they'd never say that about a man. They certainly didn't say that about Dr. Henry Kissinger when he got his PhD. You know, it's an amazing thing. So again, woman to woman, congratulations that you are the one out here spearheading this. So Megan, as we're wrapping up, what do you want to leave our listeners with? And please let them know how they can connect with you.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you can find me on Twitter at Megan M. O'Connor, and you can find our programs at Kaplan at boothbykaplan.com. And I would say to readers that I believe that, you know, the COVID and quarantine time that we've gone through with education, while it has been extraordinarily painful, it has made some great advances forward as well. And I do believe that education is going to meet students in a personalized way, in a way that it never has before. So I think we're going to see some great outcomes ultimately in the education space from this time we just went through.
You know, I agree with you, Megan. I've said it before. I think that there is going to be a good chunk that realize homeschooling, not distance learning, because they're completely different, but that homeschooling is actually the best thing for their child, because they're going to realize that a homeschool situation, you're not at the computer for 8 hours a day. That's two and a half hours a day. And you can homeschool from anywhere, and nothing is ever going to beat hands-on learning. Nothing is ever going to beat when we're back going to museums, because this isn't forever. This is not what our life is going to be forever. But I do think I agree with you that on the education forefront, there's going to be a big shift for the positive. I think ultimately there's going to be so much positive that comes out of this. I really do. And I have to believe that, because that's just my nature, that there has to be good. It can't all be bad.
I believe that with you as well. Well, thank you so much for having me. This has been great.
It's been my pleasure. It really has. And for all of you out there listening, all of you moms out there that have those college-age kids or kids in high school that are trying to figure out what they're doing, you know, and what alternatives and what opportunities and everything else that's out there, take a look. Boothbykaplan.com. Take a look. It's worth your time. Megan, thank you so much for being here with us today. And for all of you tuning in, thanks so much for being here. We appreciate you at all times, and you know it. So we're going to close out with our fabulous theme song from Smith Sisters Bluegrass. And until next time, this is Dory DiCarlo saying go out and create a marvelous you. Bye for now.
She is sure.
She is sure.
She is strong.
She is strong.
She is true.